from Wall Street to the White House. This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. And we welcome back to the show a great friend, Congressman Kevin Brady, Republican of Texas. He's the ranking member of the House Ways and Means Committee. He was the chair of that committee for a bunch of years and helped get the Trump tax cuts through Congress back in 2017. Kevin, thank you for your time here on a Saturday morning. We appreciate it, as always.
Good morning, Larry. I'm actually at the Texas Republican Convention here in Houston. We're wrapping up our final day. Huge, huge crowd, as you'd imagine, and in a state where we're just getting crushed by the border crisis in a big way. And, of course, families. Just talked to two young moms who are, you know, can't find baby formula. They are spending more money than ever imagined just to live. So it is just like the rest of America. There is they're so punished by this Biden economy. It's remarkable.
You know, I call it's a high anxiety. It's causing stress in people everywhere. Biden talks, you know, he gives this interview to the Associated Press and he talks about how mental health problems are rising. Well, yeah, I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
Anxiety and stress will do that to you.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think, too, he's just seen, I saw that interview and it just feels like he's in denial again about a looming recession, what brought it on, how punishing it's going to be. He just feels, to me, disconnected from the lives of average Americans.
You know, these one-pagers or two-pagers you all are sending out from Ways and Means are just terrific. I want to just compliment you. They're so helpful.
Thank you. We have a great team. Thank you. I'll let them know that.
I mean, I think they're really good. I use them. I download them. I carry them with me. I use them on the TV show. It's terrific stuff. Kevin, I think we are on the front end of recession. I think the data are showing that. The Atlanta Fed GDP tracker now is down to zero for Q2. We were negative 1.5% in Q1. I don't know what the president's talking about or thinking about. He is in denial still, Kevin Brady, about large, high government spending causing inflation. And he's saying, he's saying inflation in the U.S. is lower than it is around the rest of the world. There's like every study shows it's not true. Our core inflation rate is running twice as high as the OECD, twice as high as the European Union countries. What is he talking about? What world is he living in?
I don't know. I see him saying that. Democrats in Ways and Means just parrot, you know, that claim, but it's patently false. And every study shows we're at least 3 points higher in inflation than Europe, for example. It is another claim debunked repeatedly, but he still makes it.
He still makes it. I know nobody else does, but he does. His his approval rating on the economy and inflation is around 25%, Kevin. 25%.
So for good reason. No, go ahead.
Saying,
I'm sorry, Larry.
I'm just saying people are not as dumb as he thinks they are. I mean, people know and people seek information. And, you know, that's why his polling numbers are so bad.
It is. And it's real life problems. I love that phrase, the high anxiety, because right now, I was looking at that survey last week, 7 out of 10 Americans don't believe their paychecks will outpace inflation for the next 5 years. I mean, think about it. 7 out of 10 think their paychecks will be shrinking for another 5 years. And then I saw the same time the numbers about people who think they can afford to buy a home is just plummeted. There's just middle class, first time homeowners are just, they just don't have any hope right now. I don't know why he thinks more spending, more taxes, no effort to reconnect people to their jobs, but he's still pursuing that Build Back Better in the Senate. You know, I don't know why he thinks doubling down on what got us into this mess is going to get us out of it.
On that point, let me ask you about this. I have some information. Nobody knows. This is Joe Manchin negotiating with Chuck Schumer. Now, Joe Manchin did the Lord's work, it seems
no
to
doubt.
Me. In saving America and killing the bill. But Nobody exactly knows what he's cooking up with Schumer. Let me, some numbers here, Kevin. This is from Wall Street guys with Washington offices who have access to, you know, Hill staffers and whatnot. Anyway, the deal they're looking at, $1.6 trillion tax hike, minimum corporate taxes, international taxes, surtaxes on wealthy people, higher taxes on investments, capital gains, and so forth. $1.6 trillion, and all to spend roughly $900 billion, which is $500 billion tax credits for renewables, which we don't need, enhanced yep. Obamacare subsidies, and larger Medicaid coverage. So more entitlements, more Green New Deal, $900 billion to be paid for by $1.6 trillion in higher taxes. Now, I don't know what you know about these negotiations, but this would make matters substantially worse. And the tax hikes would be devastating.
Yeah, there's no doubt. All of that, you know, to me, we have countries, like four, now five countries in the world, lowering their business taxes to fight inflation and to become more competitive. And here we have a president insisting on higher taxes that we know is going to drive more inflation. It's an economic surrender to the rest of the world, including China, at a time we need to be upping our game, and that spending is absolutely frivolous. So I worry that that they come together on a, quote, slimmed down version, but it's not slimmed down. Those are more tax hikes on Main Street businesses, on investors, on families than we cut taxes in 2017. So you're going to reverse, you know, all those gains for paychecks, for the economy, for manufacturing, for jobs here in America with that bill. So we are, Larry, we are still on high alert in the House fighting and pushing back against that. And I'm not going to take it really sleep well till we know that thing is properly dead.
Is there a Democratic bill in the House that would go along with this?
No, I think they're thinking that the Senate would use a reconciliation bill that the Democrats sent to them and send that back to the House once they cut a deal. And I think they're pushing to try to get this an agreement over the next few weeks so that they can try to get this done before we leave in August. So that's their hope. And although we do hear mixed messages about some people, Democrats in the Senate, dismiss this as being nowhere close. But again, I don't. Now is not the time to be complacent if you're trying to fight these tax hikes.
$900 billion in spending and $1.6 trillion in taxes. As Art Laffer taught us, if you tax something, you get less of it. They're going after these tax hikes, Kevin. These are taxes on production. They're taxes on large and small business. We already have supply side inflation because of overregulation and especially the energy sector. Yep. This will make the inflation worse.
There's no question. These dollars are going to end up in higher prices and less investment in a time when, as we know from the tax reform and cuts that you helped lead, when we create the right incentives, businesses invested in their workers, in equipment, in technology, all of that. Right now, we need supply-side solutions on inflation. One of them is to encourage people to invest more in those plants, equipment, technology, you know what I mean, that get us out of the supply chain mess, make us more productive. So what we really need is a supply side antidote, to this inflation, especially as the Fed begins to get a little more serious about the problem they were in denial about as well.
I mean, geez, I hate to say it, but why not make the Trump tax cuts permanent?
Yeah.
Why not roll back the energy regulations? Why not roll back all the business regulations and then have a domestic spending freeze? How about that?
That is what ways and means Republicans basically said exactly that last week when we were challenged about how would you fight inflation. We laid out exactly the agenda and solution you just talked about.
And one of your other one pages here, Biden's global tax surrender. I mean, he wants various minimum taxes on overseas business income. Higher taxes and fewer jobs for Americans. Windfall for foreign competitors. I mean, if they put this stupid thing through, we will be less competitive. We will be less competitive globally.
Yeah, there's no question about it. One, it is an economic surrender to Europe, Japan, China. There's no question about it. Secondly, it neutralizes all the key incentives we have in our tax code for investing, for research and development. All of that are neutralized. They basically caved and didn't protect the U.S. tax code. They also allow foreign governments to take a big bite out of the U.S. tax base by basically allowing them to target American companies for their revenue that they currently pay to us. And the final point, my argument is, the biggest reason to vote against this, Democrat or Republican, is that this agreement cedes authority over our tax code to foreign countries and foreign accounting organizations. Mm. And so for tax writing committees like Ways and Means that are based in the Constitution, we're essentially giving up our constitutional authority to foreign governments. That makes no sense at all.
That's a key point. That's a very key point. And, of course, they're not going to cut tax.
No.
They'll put higher taxes on us, but they're not going to do the same amount to their own companies. This is anti-American stuff, right? I mean, basically, this is anti-American technology firms, anti-American pharmaceutical firms, and the Bidens are going along with it.
In pushing it, as Secretary Yellen obviously continues to push it, but I will tell you, you bring back an agreement like that, I predict it dies. But we've got to stay on our toes on this, Larry, because there's a last gasp here that continues to keep us on our toes.
All right. Kevin, I got to take a quick break. Come right back to you. There's a couple other things I want to do.
So, Larry, I got a favor to ask you. I've got to go to the – because the agenda, I'm going down to the floor of the convention to the stage. I apologize. We've got to cut a little short today.
All right. No problem. We got through most of it. Good luck at the convention. Kevin Brady, House Ways and Means Committee. A great leader. We will talk some more. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. On the other side of the break, I've got a few more little tidbits to talk about on this tax and spend story. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.